This is Doug Scheidler, the Night Watchman on KBMF. I'm also a board member of Butte CPR. This commentary is brought to you by Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization. Butte CPR is dedicated to the preservation of historical architectural resources in Butte. These views do not necessarily represent the views of this radio station. In today's commentary, we offer 5 tips to make your historical interior more comfortable. This commentary is by Megan White for the National Trust for Historical Preservation. From one historical house inhabited to another, here are a few tips to help you update your historical house's interior for more comfortable living without losing historical features in the process. Number 1, mitigate drafts appropriately. Today, we completely insulate the exterior of a house from the interior, but by retrofitting your historical house with modern methods of draft mitigation, you are creating an impermeable vapor barrier that will eventually lead to problems like mold accumulation, cracks around stress points, the weather cools, and other serious issues. Drafts can be annoying, but it's possible to deal with them appropriately in a historical house. Identify where in your house you may be losing energy. Make sure to check the dampers on your fireplaces and consider adding insulation in your attic space to trap heat. Using insulation that was treated and borates, a fire retardant, won't corrode pipes, making it a good choice for your old house. Historical walls can be insulated, but it generally is not recommended since it almost always results in irrevocable damage to the walls and historical features. The best way to solve pesky drafts appropriately is to seal up any visible cracks in walls, floors, or windows with caulking. Weather stripping is a popular method to seal the crack perimeter of windows. These solutions will create a vapor barrier that works with the historical fabric of your house. Adding storm windows can make a huge difference if your windows are single glazed. Because historical windows are typically a character-defining feature, replacing your windows should be a last resort. Number 2, HVAC and historical houses can coexist. Installing the newest climate-controlled systems in a historic structure risks damaging decorative finishes and materials and can lead to the loss of character-defining features. Small duct HVAC systems that can be inserted above ceilings or through walls without having to drop ceilings are the best to minimize loss of historical fabric. This goes for other pipe systems like hydronic radiators or foil can units. An expert in HVAC systems who is also versed in historical houses will know that systems that would keep damage or changes to the historical fabric to a minimum are the best option. Number 3, learn the secrets of plaster walls. Plaster walls have advantages over modern drywall because they're typically better at reducing noise, are more fire resistant, and stand up to moisture intrusion better. However, you cannot treat plaster walls the same as you would drywall. I learned this the hard way when a shelf in my bathroom fell out of the wall in the middle of the night, taking a huge chunk of plaster with it, because I installed the shelf as it was being attached to a modern wall. Understanding the components of plaster is useful for any historical house owner. The interior of plaster walls is composed of lath upon which up to 3 coats of plaster applied. The lath, which is nailed to supports like studs, allows the plaster to ooze between each strip and cling. Though some say that the walls are too delicate to support pictures or other wall decorations, this is a misconception that stems from improper workmanship or curing of the plaster. Number 4, uneven floors might indicate a bigger issue. This is a problem you can run into with modern construction, but with a historical structure, remedying it can be a challenge. Uneven floors in a historical house can range from inconsequential, a natural result of age, to worrisome. Structural components were removed or damaged. It's important to determine how serious it is in your historical property so you can know that if anything needs to be done. I knew of a house in which all chimneys had been taken out and the resulting holes were covered over with wood floors. Their absence created dips in the upper level floors because the floors no longer had the chimney structure for support. Often, remedying worrisome floor dips will require adding beams or joists to the subfloor for extra support. Number 5, know your options for electrical wiring. Often, living in a historical house means that outlets are sparse or are in inconvenient locations. In this technology-dependent age, having to move from couch to couch so your laptop charger can reach is frustrating. You can rewire your historical house or update what's already in place, but you need to know that existing infrastructure, a professional familiar with historical structures will be your best bet. Electricians familiar with historical houses will know to refrain from drilling holes in structural beams and will try their best to minimize interference with historical components. Because electricity is so necessary for a comfortable lifestyle today, it's hard to live in a historical house with an outdated system. It is fully possible to rewire your house with modern comfort and safety in mind. For more information about Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization, go to our website at buttecpr.org. Remember, Butte's historical architecture is its future, not just its past.